This is R.J. Cutler, the director of Shay's Rebellion, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast where we talk about education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High School in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to podcast number 21, and today's date is April 18th, 2006. As always, please check out our website. You can find us at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And as always, if you have any comments or you'd like to reach us here at the show, please email us at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. All right, well, as many of you, I'm sure, are history teachers or like history since you're listening to the podcast, you may have seen some of the episodes last week of the History Channel's 10-program series special called 10 Days That Unexpectedly Changed America. And the one episode that I've been really fascinated with is the one that actually aired on the last day of the series, and that was on Shay's Rebellion. And the thing that made that particular episode very unique is that the History Channel allowed the producers to do an all-animated documentary on Shay's Rebellion. All the documentaries that they did in the 10-show series were unique and they were a little bit out of the box, but this one in particular was very, very interesting. And a couple weeks ago, I actually interviewed Bill Plimpton, who was the illustrator for the episode, and today I was able to conduct an interview with the director, R.J. Cutler. And R.J. Cutler's been involved in a lot of different projects with reality TV and documentaries. He's received an Emmy Award, a Peabody Award. He's been nominated for an Oscar. On the show notes, I do have some links to some of the projects that he's done, which include The War Room, which was about the Clinton administration, American High, that was a series that aired on PBS and won a lot of awards several years ago, and just recently he completed Black and White, which appeared on the FX channel. And then he's also involved with 30 Days. That's the series that is involved with Morgan Spurlock, the guy from Supersize Me, where they go into different situations for 30 days. And it's a great series. I watched all of them last year. And they're going to be doing another set of those coming up in the summer. So today I sat down with R.J. Cutler and talked a little bit about the Shay's Rebellion episode, how it came about, how they did some of the research, and then asked him some questions from a history teacher's perspective. So here's the interview. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me here.
Certainly my pleasure.
Really excited as an American history teacher about your recent project with the History Channel, and just wanted to ask you some questions about kind of how it came about and maybe some things that an 8th grade history teacher or student might want to know about your presentation.
Okay.
First, how did you become associated with this, with the History Channel?
Well, the History Channel reached out to a number of documentary filmmakers, as you know, and that was the concept behind the series. Joe Berlinger, who's the co-executive producer of the series, and I have a friendship and a relationship as colleagues that goes back many, many years. I've long been an admirer of Joe's and the films that he's made, and he called one day and asked if I would be interested in getting involved, and I said I would.
Now, it previewed last week, so what's been some of the feedback that you've received about how people have received it?
Well, we've gotten great feedback. I mean, our the whole series received a tremendous amount of attention, which was very gratifying to all the filmmakers who were involved, I'm sure. So the critical response was terrific, and the other responses, you know, the more anecdotal or personal responses that I've gotten from friends and colleagues and others who've seen the show has all been very enthusiastic. My episode was a little unusual in the series because it was entirely animated. There are sit-down interviews, but there's also there rather than reenactments because there was no, of course, footage of Shay's Rebellion to work with. Rather than doing reenactments, I decided to to animate the series. Reenactments are not really a method of storytelling that I find compelling just for me as a storyteller. So I reached out to an old friend, the great animator Bill Plimpton, and asked if he would be interested in collaborating with me, and he said he was, and that's how it came to be. So a lot of the response has been to the fact that it's animated, and also to the story of Shay's Rebellion itself, and the, which is, for better or worse, I think an under-appreciated and under-taught aspect of American history.
So now, at what point did you decide to go with the animation route? Did you have the invitation to do the documentary first, or did you always intend to do it as an animated?
Well, first came the invitation to do one of the 10 days. Then came the request from the History Channel that the day I would focus on was Shay's Rebellion, or the period of time was the period between the end of the Revolutionary War and the signing of the Constitution, or the ratification of the Constitution, which a period of time which included Shay's Rebellion. Mm-hmm. And then as I was pondering how to crack the code of how we would produce the show without any visual material, it occurred to me one Friday evening as I was sitting around the office with my team of producers at Actual Reality Pictures, which is my company. Every Friday we sit around at the end of the week and we talk about different things that we're working on. I had the idea that animating the show might be a way to go, and so it was very early on, but it was after the History Channel was stuck with me whether they liked the idea or not.
Now, what kind of advantages or disadvantages did you feel you had doing it as an animation compared to a traditional documentary?
Well, the question is, what is a traditional documentary? People, although there's a lot of, I think, very calcified thinking about the form of documentary, and a lot of kind of reactionary notions about what a documentary can be, the truth is that there really isn't. The tradition of documentary is entirely untraditional. The history of documentary is that the form has been reinvented over and over and over again, and all in the effort to tell truthful stories about real people and the experiences that they've had. To me, if you were asking about a traditional History Channel documentary, I was inspired to look for different ways than the traditional History Channel documentary because. For a number of reasons. One is because traditional History Channel documentaries are really dull. The second is because traditional History Channel documentaries rely on reenactments, which just don't make any sense to me. I mean, I'm a documentary filmmaker. If I wanted to work with actors in costumes reading scripts, I'd be directing scripted films, not mm-hmm. documentary films. And the third is because when I was approached by the History Channel and asked if this was something I wanted to do, they said what we want are original, we want to get filmmakers together who will approach this all in an original way. So we want new ideas and fresh approaches. Now, a lesson not in history but in the television business is that you one might often hear that from television executives, but one can be assured that within a few months, those same executives will be discouraging original thinking and fresh ideas and new things, and will be begging you to please just do a reenactment. But of course, in this case, they as far as I was concerned, it was too late. The idea of working with animation was something that was very exciting to me, and the reason it was exciting to me was because I thought the goal is to stimulate the imagination. The goal is to have a transformative experience. The goal is to tell a narrative tale that awakens the viewer's imagination. And I think that's what Bill Plimpton's animation did with this show. So I was very excited about working in that form.
Now, what type of research did you do to prepare? I mean, you're talking about a part of history that's important, but not really that well documented. I mean, I think on one of the trailers you talked about, or I think Mr. Plimpton talked about, the fact that no one even really knows what Shays looked like.
It's true. No one does know what Shays looked like. There are very few remaining even drawings of him, and they're not that detailed. There's very few material from the period. There's, of course, no photographic evidence or documentation. There's even very little written about it, and we had to dig it all up. Now, once you start digging it all up, there is a fair amount. That you can work with, and there are three or four different books written on the period. There's a book by Leonard Richards called Shays' Rebellion: The American Revolution's Final Battle. There's a book by David Satmary, The Shays' Rebellion: The Making of an Agrarian Insurrection. There are a few of these books, and then there are different historical tellings of it in the body of other books, and we just got everything we could find, everything we could get our hands on, and talk to everybody we could talk to, and lo and behold, put it all together.
Now, in doing the research, was there one particular detail or fact that really surprised you about the whole episode?
Well, I didn't know a darn thing about Shays' Rebellion. The truth is, when they called and said, "Do you want to do Shays' Rebellion?" I didn't know what it was.
Hmm.
So everything surprised me, and that's the best thing about being a documentary filmmaker. At least the way I approach my work is that you want to be surprised. I'm often asked with all of my projects, what on this show surprised you? Did it meet your expectations? My only expectation is that I haven't a clue what's going to happen, and life unfolds before my eyes, and I get to watch it, witness it, and then tell it as a story. And so this was in keeping with my other experiences, and that I just didn't know a thing. And the more I learned about it, the more I was thrilled and surprised and delighted. And the exciting kind of breakthrough for me, other than deciding to go with animation, was realizing that there were three stories that I could tell. Of course, there was Daniel Shays, but there was also George Washington, mm-hmm. and there was also Sam Adams. And that was the big breakthrough for me. Here you had not only the kind of the revolutionary farmer who had been a revolutionary a war veteran, but you also had the great general, mm-hmm. George Washington, the father of his people, and then you had the great revolutionary propagandist and instigator, Sam Adams, who after the war became the symbol of the establishment, that classic, I'm a revolutionary, in my youth, but as soon as I win the revolution, I become the symbol of all that I was revolting against back in my youth. Those are fantastic characters. With Washington, what was spectacular was the fact that he had won the Revolutionary War, which of course he's remembered for today, but what he's really remembered for is presiding over the Constitutional Convention and being America's first president. None of that had happened, and he was glee left public life. He
right.
didn't want. He had done his job. He had done his duty. He'd risked his life. He had devoted his entire career to the creation of his nation. He was in his own mind the father of the country, and that was it. He wanted to go home, write his memoirs, preserve his reputation. He didn't want any trouble. He didn't want anything to tarnish his reputation. He wanted out, and he left. Well, people don't really know that about him. He had to be pulled back, like Al Pacino in Godfather Part 3,
Yeah.
He had to be pulled back in and brought back to serve his country yet again, and then yet again when it was time to elect a president. So those are exciting things that making a historical documentary allow you to uncover and realize. And once I figured Shays, George Washington, Sam Adams, when you've got three elements to a story, it's the magical rule of threes. You always want a beginning, middle, and end. You want to try and break it into thirds, and if you've got three main characters, boom, you're ready to go.
Now, as a teacher, whenever I see anything that's on the History Channel, or I see something that comes out in a major motion picture, my first question is, can I use that in the classroom, or how can I implement that into my curriculum?
Sure.
From the other side, like when you're developing it, do you ever think of how is this going to be used potentially in a classroom situation?
I don't really, although much of my work has been translated to be used in a classroom environment. For instance, American High, which was a television series that I did in the year 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. We wrote teacher's guides that accompanied everything. Black White, which is a series that I have on the air now. It just finished its run on FX. There are teacher guides that accompany that. And I have to imagine that the History Channel has put together some teaching guides for this. But it does not, you know, my thinking about what I'm making is to tell the story as compellingly, engagingly, dramatically, entertainingly as possible, and of course as truthfully as possible.
Well, I mean, from my perspective as a teacher, I can see this very easily becoming part of my curriculum.
Great.
Because there's not a lot of material out there on Shays, you know, or really post-Revolutionary War that ties in those elements together so well.
Sure.
And I think the animation part will also kind of generate a little bit of interest that's, you know, non-traditional, and it's a little bit more, you know, it comes at the students a little bit more at what they're used to seeing. So I think I'll probably use it for years to come in my
classroom. Well, fantastic. That's great news.
Do you have any advice for 8th grade students that might want to get involved in filmmaking? You know, we do quite a few videos.
I do. They live in the 8th grade students who want to get involved in filmmaking. It's the year 2006, and they live in a magical time. They have access to video cameras and editing equipment, likely on their personal computers. And my advice is make movies. Make movies, make movies, make movies. If you're interested in scripted movies, write a script, get your friends together, and shoot a scripted film. Go out, get a book on how to make a movie, and get cracking. If they're interested in documentary or real life, find a subject that excites them, and find a subject that excites you. Go out, turn on the camera, and once again, get cracking. It's a thrilling way to spend your life, and if you're interested in it, you should pursue it. And unlike when I was in 8th grade, you know, whatever that was, 30 years ago, it's cheap as dirt to get it done. All you need is a video camera and some videotape and a computer, and most people have access to that. So technology and financial resources are no longer a barrier. And like I like to say, get crack-a-lackin' and make your movie.
Do you have any future plans to work with the History Channel? Anything else? History?
If they'll have me, if they'll let me back in the door, I'd be thrilled.
Now, I also was a big fan of 30 Days, the series.
Great.
That you did with Sprock. Are you guys planning on doing something this next year with that?
We sure are. We're hard at work as we speak on our second season of 30 Days. The show will premiere, I think, in mid-July. The second season will premiere, I think, in mid-July, and the first season will be coming out on DVD this summer as well.
Hmm.
So there's a lot going on.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for your time. We really enjoyed
pleasure.
The documentary. And we'll look for some more of your projects in the future.
Okay, well, thanks so much for having me on your podcast.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. I hope that you, if you haven't seen the episode, you get a chance to check it out on the History Channel. It aired for the first time last week, but I know as of just a couple days ago, they were re-airing it on the History Channel. So go ahead and check that out. Or if you're a teacher, you might want to look into purchasing the entire series. And I've already talked to my media specialist, and I think we're going to purchase it for our building. You can buy all 10 episodes on DVD for $40, which is an incredible deal. You break it down to basically $4 an episode, and you could get a collection that would really help a lot of different teachers. I know personally the curriculum that I have, we can use the Shays Rebellion one. We can talk about the episode that relates to the Gold Rush. We can talk about the one that deals with Indian relations and the colonists. So there's several of them we could possibly use in our classroom. So go ahead and check that out. I did include a link on the show notes if you do want to check into purchasing that. And I receive no kickbacks from the History Channel or anything. I just think it's a great bargain for a history teacher or a school district with a wide range of different episodes. And then also don't forget, if you're on our website, if you do want to help out the show a little bit, click on one of the Google ads that appears on the top of the blog. I'm up to a grand total of $19.17 in the last 4 months. We've had several people click on ads over the last couple of days. But just by you clicking on the ads and going to one of those sites, I get a little bit of revenue each time you do that. and I'm just looking for some stuff to buy, some microphones, and kind of upgrade the stuff that I use to produce the show a little bit. So if you have a chance, please click on those ads. And as always, if you'd like to email me, you can reach me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and I try and answer all the emails that I do receive. And I appreciate everybody that's sent in emails over the last couple months. So I hope you enjoyed the episode tonight, and go ahead and check that Shay's Rebellion special out if you haven't seen it yet. And until next time, have a great day. Bye.